Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome everybody. We're here a lot tonight. Give me a second. All right, we're here live tonight, and good to be with you. Another Locked and Fed Up talk show where we do it, where we talk about it. It is Thursday night, and we are here, so welcome to the place where we actually do it more than we talk about it. Yes, welcome to that place. All right? All right, really good to be here tonight. And we have video tonight, so you can get on the video tonight. Watch the blood of the doorpost if you wish. If you'd like to do that, we are there on that. So it's up to you. Do whatever you feel like you want to do. And thanks for giving tonight. And thanks for everything. Yeah. All right, I'm trying to make sure that I got everything up right here real quick. I believe you're on. I believe you're doing good. And I think that's it for now. So if I have any issues, let me know. Let me know if I have any issues. And go for that, for sure. All right. What else can we do here? Wow. I think I'm on somewhere. There we go. Okay. All right, here we go. All right, welcome everybody. If you want to watch the video tonight, we are on video. If there's a problem with anything, audio, let me know. We will try to fix it. Yeah, just let me know if there's any issues. And we are on it. We're on it. Yes, we are. All right, we are on it. Okay, so we're going to be doing the blood of the goalpost tonight. We'll believe in God to multiply and increase our gold and silver investment, and believe in God for that to be really, really, really awesome, in case you don't know about that. Yeah, it's really cool. So, all right, let me know if the audio doesn't come on or if it doesn't work. Don't think it's just your computer. Please let me know. All right. All right, so here we go. Okay. Malone. All right, give me just a minute. I'll be right with you. Really good. Let's rock it. Let's do it again. All right, everybody. I think we're getting it all together. Thank you, Jesus. All good. All right. Welcome to PGN tonight. We are here live to minister to you. I think that you can go to the website. Click on the camera if you want to watch the video. Click on the little camera at the right-hand corner, kind of a little green-looking camera. Click on that, and you'll be able to find what you need. And the video will be on. We'll be able to do live video. All right, yeah, that's going to be cool. 2 and 4 are wrong. We're going to change this out. Yeah. There you go. All right, like just doing everything live on set. Pretty cool. All right, welcome everyone again for the third time. Yes, so we are here tonight to minister to you personally. For everyone want to take communion tonight, so don't forget your communion. All right, don't forget that. And we're going to do that here just a little bit. I'm going to get my communion because I don't have it. I have it with me. All right, so if you guys have your communion with you, we're going to be doing that here in just a moment, going to 1 Corinthians 11, and we're going to believe God to sanctify our lives under Jesus. And we believe God for him to set us free so we can prosper in the will of the Father, in the will of God. We're believing God for that 100%. So if you are looking for that to happen, I think you're going to be in the right place. Yeah. So we want to bless and be in the favor of God and walk in His perfect will so that we can not miss out on one blessing, not one thing that belongs to you. You have to lose, or it cannot be stolen from you. If you do what you do unto the Lord, it cannot be stolen from you, right? Because when you lay any treasure up in heaven, it says, lay not treasures up in earth where things can be stolen and rust and gets old, right? But lay up treasures in heaven. So it means when you're giving your life, you're giving it unto the Lord. You're doing things unto the Lord. Jesus said, I don't want to do what I see my Father do. What was he doing? He was laying up treasures in heaven. He was laying up treasures, not on the earth, but his treasure he was laying up in heaven. He was doing it unto heaven, unto the Father. And so when he did that, of course, the blessing of God came on him because he was obedient. Obedience brings blessings to you in the earth. And certainly we get a hold of that. We talked about that a little bit last night, where your obedience is everything. Your obedience can bless you, or your disobedience can curse you. I mean, that's just pure Bible. It's nothing fancy about it. It's just clear as the, you know, it can be. It just can't be any clearer than what it is. If you obey the word of the Lord, these blessings will come upon you. If you disobey the voice of God and his word, these curses will be on you. It's not the curse of the devil, it's the curse of God. The curse of the devil, that's a whole different realm, right? We're Christians. We're beloved. We're believers. And we'll believe in God to totally fulfill everything that we are, you know, as people, his righteousness is who we are. And then when you are somebody righteous, right with God, or doing the right thing, you're in the right place at the right time. And you're, you know, getting things done in the earth that when you seek first King God and his righteousness, all those things get added to you. So it's really simple, right? A little bit easier said than done, but it's really simpler than most people make it out to be. I don't have any water here. All right. So thank God for being obedient in everything that you do. Just remember that you're doing it unto the Lord. Because if you're doing it unto people, you're doing it unto man, guess what? You're doing it for earthly reasons. Like if you're helping just because of me, you're going to be in bad trouble because, you're supposed to be doing it, yes, through PGN, but unto the Lord. Because when you do it unto the Lord, you're laying up that treasure in heaven, right? If you're doing it unto me and thinking somehow I'm going to be able to bless you, I think you can pretty well forget that. Because, right? Yeah. The blessings that you need, I may not even be able to have faith for. You know, you get to faith in your own thing, in what God is calling you to do, what God is calling you to be. And, so it's really, really interesting how that the more that we live for God and live in his righteousness, the more that we get blessed. Really, really true. And then you got to make sure we're doing unto the Lord, right? Because we're doing unto him, then our treasures are literally being laid up in heaven, and therefore they cannot be destroyed. They can't be robbed. They can't be taken from you, stolen from you, right? Yeah. Yeah. I think I get that a little bit better. Yes, I think we get that a little bit better. All right. I'm learning to work things during the show because you know what I'm doing here. Yeah. Okay. We're going to learn to work things during the show. Make sure to get your communion. We're going to be taking communion tonight. And we're going to be taking people to the cross where Jesus gave his life and offered, himself up for us so that we can be made whole. We're going to do the blood of the doorpost tonight right there. You're going to see that. I'm going to actually literally put red paint that looks just like blood over that doorpost right there. That's going to be me. I'll be right up there here in a little bit, and we're going to believe God to bless you. We're going to believe God to bring you into the will of the Father closer and closer, not that you're not already, but you can go the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, like 3,600 fold, right? Yeah, I really believe that is a possibility. So there good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Those are both scriptures that I think intertwine together. And, right, so if you can get a hold of that and realize that you can still be in the 30-fold and be blessed. 30-fold is good. 60-fold is amazing. 100-fold is off the charts. That's what we're believing God for with the gold and silver, the investment that we have for PGN partners and those who have been with us for years. We're believing God for an increase on that and a multiplication on that, right? So that we have, you know, way more than what we need, way more. That's the plan. So get a hold of that. We want to be way more blessed. So we want to do 30, 60, we'll go 100-fold. We're believing God for 100-fold. As you know, we talk about the brain. Jesus said we could have 30-fold understanding. And I believe that we can. And so because I believe that, I'm going for it literally, physically, and in every kind of way. I'm believing God for the 100-fold, the 30, the 60, 100-fold understanding so that we can understand things, you know, 100%, right? 100%. So we talk to people on the phone. We minister to people. We pray for people. Our whole goal is to get them to enter into that place, that covenant with God, so they can enter into 100-fold of understanding. They can understand everything they need to understand for the will of God in their life. And believe me, this is a far cry from where we are at this point, I believe, with the body of Christ. So that's my whole thing, and I'm sticking to it. Yes, I am. All right, so like I said, in a moment, we're going to be doing blood of the doorpost. Make sure you get your communion. I've got my little communion right here. We're going to be going over 1 Corinthians 11. We're going to be activating God's grace and his purposes for, you know, all areas of our life. But right now we're focusing a little bit more on the financial part of it because of the gold and silver transaction that we made on October the 4th for the investment coins of, I'm going to get all the language right here soon. I'm getting, trying to figure out how to say it all exactly because I've just been shooting from the hip. You're just going and doing it, not really knowing how to label it, how to put names to it or whatever, how to talk about it. And so I'm getting that all together. And so be patient with me as I gather the information together properly. Right. And anyway, PGN family is going to be blessed. The ones that have been helping us all these years. And then we have phase two coming up and it's going to be awesome too. So make sure and be a part of that. And we're going to be talking about that, of course, like I said, in the near future. All right. All right, don't forget we have our app on Apple now, on the Apple store. We now have the app back on there. You can search under my name and under Randy Chandler. Go to the Apple store and search Randy Chandler, and you'll be able to find it right there, right? And then you can get on there and do your thing. Yeah. All right, give me just a moment. I'll be right back. Computer. That was great. Way to go, Chandler. Mess that up. All right, give me a second here. All right. All right, I'll give you just a moment here. I'll be right back with you. bring things together here. All right. Okay. All right. As you give tonight, let me know. Make sure I think I've got those to give on Zelle. So we're taking care of that. That is, that's some of them off of Zelle. So thank you for giving to Zelle. There's different ways you can give tonight if you'd like to give. Some people want to help us. So we really appreciate that. Okay. I just realized I've got to fix something here. Give me a second. All right, any reason? Okay. All right, if you want to give tonight, you can go through Cash App. You can go through Wells Fargo. You can go hit call Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E. If there's no charge when that when you give through there. Didn't cost us anything. Also, you can give through, let me get this, you can give through the Cash App with the phone number. I'm going to give that phone number here in a minute. You can give it through Venmo, through PayPal, all right, through the Zelle, the Cash App, and Venmo. You get on there and give through your phone number, through my phone number, actually, my phone number, 214-505-8719 214-505-8719. All right, and on PayPal, if you need the link for that, if you don't have a fresh link and it's not working for you, you can just let me know about that. You can also go on the app, on the PayPal app. If you don't have that app, you can go to your, if you have an Apple phone, you can go an Apple store. Go to your Apple store on your iPhone. Not your Apple phone, your iPhone. And search in your Apple store. For your app store for Randy Chandler. You'll see the little PGN, Prophetic Grace Network, kind of a bluish with red letters and a red ring around it. You'll see it right there, really nice looking. And I had never changed that one. All right, so we can do that. So, all right, everybody getting that? Wells Fargo, if you're going to give through the banking system, go through Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E, phone number 214-505-8719. You're going to get some Cash App, same phone number. Venmo, the same phone number, 214-505-8719. PayPal, you need the link for that. If you want the link, text me. I will get you that link. And so you can give in case the one you have isn't working or whatever. All right. Okay. Can I check here what's going on? All right, so that's what's up tonight, y'all. It's already 9:30. Can't believe it. And we haven't already got anything done. So we're going to talk just a little bit here about a couple of things, and then we will go to some things. I want to kind of give you some good alerts or warnings, you might say, for the prophetic realm, things that are going to be happening in the next few months and maybe the next year or so, things that are going to be happening, I believe that are going to be worth to look for. Remember when Moses, we're going to talk about the blood of the doorpost tonight, and when they were in Egypt, coming out of Egypt by the blood of the Lamb, right? And God saved them by the blood of the Lamb, kept them from the plagues. And then the last plague, the very last plague, I think representing the last days, was, you know, a major plague that killed people on that one. It's the only one that really actually killed people on purpose. The ones who didn't have themselves in obedience with God, didn't have themselves protected by the provision that God had provided. All right. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. So tonight I want to talk a little bit about Moses going to war. Because I've been talking about going to war. I'm in a war mode. All of a sudden, I ended up in a war mode a few weeks ago. And go back to some of the other shows to find out what kind of war mode I'm talking about. It's not a war with people or war with, you know, swords and guns. Not any of that. I don't have that. We're going to war prophetically And so this prophetic war that we're in basically kind of, I think, began around October the 4th or so when we made the gold and silver purchase and got like 85 to 90%, maybe 95% of our cash, put it into gold and silver, mainly silver. And then we, you know, we brought it out of the system. No, it's just not in the system anymore. It's not in the banking system. We are out of the banking system 95% about. All right, y'all get that? So it's pretty cool, all right? And so to kind of understand what's going on with that, we are wanting you to know that wanting you to know that this thing that Moses dealt with when he went to war, because when we went to war, we pulled the money out, therefore declaring war on the system, if you will, somewhat, quite a bit. So now we've declared war on the system by pulling out of it. Revelation 18, we talked about a couple of weeks ago, right here on the show, on the video. I began to prophesy out of Revelation 18, which I hadn't really planned on doing. And all of a sudden, we're prophesying about, come out from among her, my people, be separate from her, lest you partake of her plagues, right? And so so that means that the system that we've been in the world, not of the world, Christians have been, we've been in it, but not of it, are in the system, but not of the system. Now the system is about to turn, a habitation of demons, as we read in Revelations last couple weeks ago, about that system that didn't used to be a habitation of demons will now be, as of very soon, maybe a major portion of it is already habitation of demons. The whole thing will become a habitation or a home for demons. That's what it says in Revelation 18. I read it a couple weeks ago, read for yourself. And it's a habitation for demons. Now, when you're talking about a home, in other words, the demons are welcome there. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. You know, like, your father's the devil. It's your family now. You know, you're at home. So the demons are at home with the system people. And so there's no more struggle, no more battle. Good is evil, evil is good, according to them. And so it's really an amazing thing, really, really an amazing thing that's going on. And so what I'm wanting to do is to show you tonight that when Moses went to war, he did go to war with the system of Egypt, right? He walks into Pharaoh, and he tells Pharaoh, let my people go, which was, you have to understand, when he said, let my people go to Pharaoh like, what? That's the way we build everything. We can't even build anything without Egypt. I mean, without Israel. Can't build anything in Egypt without Israel. So that was saying, you know, my God, I'm going to have to hire people like construction workers and get contracts. No, I got slaves that do it and that are well trained in it. And it run from generation to generation, and they're very good at it. And it didn't take much to take care of them, right, because they're slaves. And so when Moses said, come out from among them, when Moses said, hey, let my people go, he was basically telling Pharaoh, you know, your system's going to fail. So he was declaring war on Pharaoh. You understand what I'm saying? He was declaring war on Pharaoh. So when you declare war on Pharaoh, that was not a good thing, because there was no weapons going to be involved. Just like in our war I'm talking about, there are not going to be any weapons. There's no guns and, you know, swords, that kind of thing. This is just like it was then, it was a prophetic war. Moses, the prophet, had gone into the courtroom, if you will, of Egypt, of all of Egypt, to the head, and said, we've come to declare war on you, let my people go, or else. So when you say, or else, Pharaoh's going like, or else what? I don't know your God. So he throws down his serpent. Moses throws down, or Aaron threw down a rod. Moses' rod, Aaron's rod, threw it down and became a snake. And then the magicians, of course, they laughed and they threw down their staff and their staff, that's no trick. We've been doing that a long time. Threw down their staff and they became snakes also. But the cool thing is that Moses' serpent, remember, declared war on those other two serpents and gobbled them up, showing who was going to win this thing. It was a sign to Pharaoh, if he would have been able to listen, it was a sign to him that this thing has already been won, because the wisdom, wise as a serpent, the wisdom that I have, the knowledge that I have from God is much higher frequency, much higher level than yours, and yours can never eat mine up. Mine will always gobble yours up because we are at a higher level, right? God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. God's thoughts are higher than anybody's thoughts until they become our thoughts, right? And then a whole different thing goes on. So that's kind of what's happening here. So he's declaring war. This just was the beginning of the war. The war went on for, I don't know, many weeks. And yet, at the same time, and here's what I'm going to talk about with the war tonight, that I've declared war prophetically on the system. Right? We actually have, in some senses, come out from among them already. I don't know if it was called a sneak attack. I don't know what you would call it. But one day my bank gets, you know, this thing about buying all this gold and this silver and gold, and of course they let it go. They tried to stop some of my other purchases I made, try to make through JM Bullion, which is a huge company, a well-known company. They wouldn't even, I even called them. I said, hey, y'all, you know, how come you're not letting that go through? I'm trying to buy some, trying to protect my money here. What are y'all doing over there? Mr. Chandler, we're trying to protect you. I said, I don't need you to protect me. I'm trying to protect my investment. They were trying to protect me. They were trying to protect me and doing it their way. Literally, this happened, y'all. I'm not playing with you. They would not let it go through. Well, are you sure you know about the company? I said, I'm sure I know about that company. Have you done research on the company? She's asking me that. I said, of course I've done research on the company. I'm a research person. Well, sir, I'm sorry. So you see what I'm saying? That made me think when I went to the next company, and, you know, are they going to let that one go through? You know, am I going to have to? So I'm going to war with them because they're already telling me, with a good company, that I can't buy gold and silver. I'm thinking they're not going to let me buy gold and silver at all. Or were they saying to me, we only have certain companies that we agree with, which remember we talked about this a year ago about the banks stopping you from making purchases to companies that they don't like. Right? Now, I don't know if that's the case. I have no proof of that. I have no evidence of any of this. I'm just telling you exactly what happened. I mean, I got upset. I called them up. I said, you know, I've sent that food twice. You know, what's wrong? They said, well, we're protecting you, sir, from those. And I've done research on these people. These people are fine. So they, you know, they stopped it. So I thought, well, and I started getting really nervous, kind of like Pharaoh. Pharaoh goes in. I mean, Moses goes into Pharaoh's court, right? Remember this? Throws down the rod, you know, and then his rod eats up their rod. Pharaoh gets mad, and he starts making the Israelites go get their own straw. Before they had straw brought to them, they made brick out of the straw with a lot of hard work and made their quota of brick. Well, now they had to gather the straw and make the same quota of brick as they had before. So what happened? Things got worse. Are y'all listening to me? Things got worse. They didn't get better. Oh, we're going to come out of the banking system, and all of a sudden they're going to try to make it look like, you know, like you did the wrong thing when you started coming out. They're going to make it look like you, you know, oh, yeah, you don't want to follow Moses. You don't want to do what the word of the Lord's saying. Be careful, because he's going to get you in trouble. And sure enough, what'd they do? The next day, man, he said, you have to make the same quota of brick, and now you have to go get your straw. And so they were working day and night, and they were mad at Moses and God, and then maybe mad at Moses. Then Moses goes to God, gets mad at God. I can understand that one. He gets mad at God, goes to God and says, hey, you know, what's up? You know, how come things are getting worse? I thought you said we're going to deliver them, and all of a sudden this isn't happening. All right, this is all in Exodus chapter 5. chapter 5, 1 through 19. You can read the whole thing right there. Yeah. So Israel are experiencing, you know, a thing called the system is going to declare war back on you. You want to go to war with me? Okay. It's like Netanyahu going to war with Hamas. Oh, yeah, you want to mess with us? See, this is the same kind of thing we got going on. In fact, the war we declared was around the time, you know, right, we came out of the system on October the 4th with the gold and silver. 3 days later, after we made that transaction, it was done. Three days later, war. Netanyahu declares war. Israel declares war on Hamas or Esau or whoever you want to say. The non-covenant people, the Goliaths, if you will. And so are we going to have similar experiences? And I want you to know that ahead of time. You need to know that ahead of time. Well, Brother Chandler, I just figured, me too. You know, I mean, Moses didn't even know. Moses did not know that this was going to happen. God did tell him that Pharaoh was going to give him a hard time. Moses was told by God that Pharaoh was going to give him a hard time, that God was going to harden his heart, right? That God was going to do that, right? And so, you know, he began to, that began to happen. Moses got a little freaked out. He's going like, oh, my God, you know, what's happening? This is causing trouble. So friend, I'm just warning you tonight. I'm giving you an alert tonight. Give me a warning tonight, if you will, that be on alert, because don't let this thing catch you off guard. The intense suffering caused the people to accuse Moses, making life worse for them. And Moses was at fault for causing their suffering to go from bad to worse. They already had it bad. Now they got it worse, all because of Moses. Get ready. Yeah. Of course, Moses, you know, got discouraged and disappointed, and he went to the Lord and complained to the Lord in frustration and said some pretty dumb things. He accused God of causing his people to suffer and suggested to God that his plan was delivering his people wasn't working. God, this thing's not happening. What are you doing? But Moses had forgotten what God told him about Pharaoh. I'm going to harden his heart for a reason. But see, God didn't give him all the details. Are y'all with me? God didn't give him all the little bitty details. He gave him a lot of details, but every little daily detail, he didn't even know how many times that Pharaoh was going to harden his heart. He did not know that. I don't know some things. There's some things I don't know. And you're going to need to know that. And don't be like Israel and start, you know, we haven't had any of this yet, but I'm going to save a little bit of it. Oh, my God, Chandler, I thought you were going to be like, okay, yeah, now it all seems to be falling apart. What's going on? Now we got it worse than we had it before. Yeah, exactly. Because that's what they want you to do. This is not going to be easy. I even gave you words about this a long time ago, that when we start coming out of the system, what's going to happen is they're going to fight us. That's when we, you know, make the bigger transaction. This is a good transaction we made, but this is going to be a bigger transaction, a larger one, a much larger one. And when we do that, like I say, I don't have every detail of everything. But when that happens, they're going to go from, oh, so they got a little bit, to, oh, my God, we got to go after them now. And they went after them when they went off, when they finally left Egypt after the last plague, right? Got to the Red Sea. What happened? They were about to all die again. He come to get us again. And they were mad at Moses and all those stuff going. It's crazy, y'all. This is very real when it's coming to your everyday life, right? This is very real when it comes to your everyday life. And I think that when all this is over, we're going to have a lot more compassion on Israel and a lot more understanding of God's ways and a lot more understanding of how Moses felt and how leaders feel. Because it's very real. It's very scary. This is a big thing we're doing that's happening. This is huge. If you've been following for a while, you know that this is not just some little thing being done in the corner. It's being done in the public eye, constantly. All the things lining up are all public. They're not some little thing get over here in the corner like, don't tell nobody, but Brother Chandler says this and that and the other. Yeah, and we think it's going to happen. No, this is all, it's all happening before our eyes. Hidden over here. You can't hide this stuff. Who wants to hide it anyway? It's a lot more fun when it's out there in the open. So the war that we're talking about, the same thing's going to go on with Michael, the archangel. I want to talk about that just for a moment. I got a lot I want to talk about, but I don't know how far we're going to go into this. Michael the archangel, Revelation 12:12. We got into this the other night. I kind of caught this the other night. And Michael goes to war, right? And he casts Satan out of heaven onto the earth. Well, what did that do for the earth people? It says, Revelation 12:12, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea even. For the devil has come down to you having great wrath because he knows that he has a short time left until it's all over. So what happened? Something glorious happened in the heavens. We're all going, yay, my God, it's so awesome. Our accuser's been cast down from heaven and onto the, wait a minute, we're on the earth. Yeah, wait a minute. Did I read that right? Whoa. So that's a whoa, a W-O-E whoa, not a whoa, woo, a whoa. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth. That's you and me, friend. Oh, my God. Thank you, Moses. Yeah. Do what? We're going to have to make brick without, you know, you're going to do what? You're not going to give us, you're not going to give us, you know, the straw. I mean, you know, I mean, what is going on over here? What are you doing to us, Moses? What's going on, God? I mean, are you that messed up? What's happening over here? Are things going to get worse? Is this really going to happen? Or is this some dream we've had and it's been false and it just kind of looked like it was going to come to pass? Friend, this is all going to come about, and you and I are going to have to understand what's going on before it happens. I'm telling you right now, right? Isn't it beautiful? It's going to be the same thing when, you know, I mean, my friend Michael, I call him my friend. We're not really friends, but I'm very connected to him in several different ways. Language-wise, Hebrew language and tongues. Now, I understand more things than I've ever understood before about him, about it, and about his visitation to me. I've never really understood all of it. Never made sense. I've shared it with some, you know, some good friends of mine over the years. And things are starting to cook a little bit. So it's getting to be hot in the kitchen. God is cooking up some amazing stuff, right? So I could go on a lot more with that, but we may talk a little bit more about this. But I want to tell you that just like when Michael the Archangel in Revelation 12 kicks Satan out of heaven, that's the first time that's ever, right? He kicked Satan out of heaven, y'all. He's been there accusing us. Remember when Job, the story of Job, Satan shows up in heaven with all the other angels and says, hey, yeah, God says, what have you been doing over there, bad boy? He said, I've been going around the earth, you know, looking for stuff. He said, well, hey, have you ever considered my servant Job? He's hot, man. You're going to like him. He's like, yeah, I tried to, but, you know, you get that hedge around him. Well, I'll remove the hedge, you know, and I guarantee you, he's going to be just fine. And sure enough, he was. It's amazing, y'all. I mean, for Job was getting ready to get blessed. He was blessed, very highly blessed. And then all of a sudden, everything got worse, really, really bad worse. In his case, he went through some hard times. And the end result was when he blessed his brothers, his friends, who were misguided by human reasoning of the Word of God, not just intellectual reasoning, but intellectual reasoning of the Word, instead of hearing the voice of God, and he had to forgive them, and when he forgave them, he got double, so he ended up double blessed.
just like when Satan gets cast down to earth, we're going to realize that he's going to have wrath because he knows his time is short. And it's going to be a time of, whoa, man, what was that? Yeah, Randy says, that's what happened. That's what happened yesterday. Is that when the heavens shook, we thought it was like a big storm around the globe. You mean it was Satan being cast down to the earth? Which did he end up in Texas or where is he? Well, I think it's more like in Israel, because it talks about him persecuting the woman. Remember all that? Y'all hearing this tonight? I hope you're listening really close. Kind of exciting. Kind of cool. I'm getting blessed by it. I hope that you are. Hope you're getting something out of it. All right. I'm trying to explain things to you. Give me just a moment here. Take a little break. Check some things out here. All right. All right, good to have you tonight, and it is PGN. We're here to pray for you, minister to you. We're going to believe God for different levels of things happening to go on. And it's going to be awesome. I'm going to take communion here in just a moment. So get ready for that. All right, get ready for communion. And I'm going to be doing that for sure. All right, I got my communion out. So get yours out if you would. Let's get ready to do this thing. All right, give me just a moment here. All right. Hang on just a minute here. I'm kind of catching up just a little bit here. So thank you for being with us tonight. Just a moment. We are on video tonight. If you want to find us, go to the website. If you don't have the website, let me know. It's pgn-endtime, E-N-D-T-I-M-E, dot site, S-I-T-E, pgn-endtime, endtime, E-N-D-T-I-M-E, dot site, S-I-T-E. And at the right-hand corner, you'll see a little icon, a little green camera. click on that and you go to see the video. The headphone thing is the internet radio show that we're on. If you want to go to the internet radio show we're on tonight, you can do that. Internet radio. Not video, but internet radio. All right, that's the earphones. You see the earphones next to the camera icon. All right, so go there. And you can do that. All right. If you want a gift tonight, make sure and if you have a problem doing anything, have a problem getting on, let me know. I can send you the link to PayPal if you'd like to do that. You can also give through the app. A lot of people give through the app. You can download that app on your either phone you have. You can look up Randy Chandler on your app store or your whatever the other phone's called, whatever they call that store. I guess they're both app stores, right? The Apple App Store and the other app store. Search for Randy Chandler. And I think on the other one, it may be PGN and Randy Chandler. But I'm not sure. I can't remember which one. But because I don't have one of those phones, so you have to look it up yourself. But anyway, there you go. And that's about it. And so we are believing God for more and more and more to happen there on that. So, yeah. We're trying to upgrade the app little by little as we go and having fun at that. So thanks for your prayers. Thanks for your giving that you did. Yeah. And Shannon says, the Lord protect us from the devil and his servants. Right. You know, you think you got it rough now. Of course, the accuser of the brethren may give you a more hard of a time, I don't know, than the devil when he comes down to the earth. I'm not sure. I don't know what that's going to be like. But I know it says, whoa. So that's not good. So you need to start growing quickly. If you're not growing fast enough, start taking some, you know, dying to yourself pills and die faster and grow in Jesus quicker. Put more, you know, fertilizer on, you know, the kind that makes you get grow quick. It's going to be very interesting, to say the least. All right. People are giving on the app. Thank you for that. You can go through Cash App and the PGN app. Like I said, the PGN app. You go to your app store on your phone, and you search for Randy Chandler or PGN, Prophetic Grace Network, PGN. I think you should find it on Randy Chandler faster. It's a little bluish thing with the red lettering on it, and with the red ring around it, PGN on it. And if you search for the Randy Chandler, I think you'll find it there. All right, so get ready to take communion. We're going to do communion here in just a moment. We're going to believe God tonight to increase you, increase your finances, increase your blessing. Get you in line. You got to get in obedience. You can't just be asking for money. You need to be getting yourself in a place where you can receive it. You know, you need to be positioning yourself in a place to receive the blessing of God, the financial blessing, any kind of blessing. Because if you're not, friend, you're not going to receive it. It'll get lost. It'll get, you know, somebody will steal it. I mean, you have to position yourself literally before the Lord. And when you do that, it's really cool. So, yeah, get on your phone. And we're not going to talk to people tonight. We talk to people Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. On Wednesdays, every Wednesday, we prophesy over every person who calls in. Make sure and tell your friends that you know, there's no obligation. There's no nothing. Everyone knows. Just call in. Give me your first name and what state you're from. That's all we need. All right, that's all we need. That is literally it. Yeah. Okay. All right, give me a minute. I'll be right back.
not. All right, everybody.
Good to be here tonight. And y'all doing well. We believe in God for everything to increase and multiply in your life. And we'll take communion. Here we take communion. All right, ready to do that. So, we'll be prepared. All right, we're going to get ready to do communion and the blood of the doorpost. Let's do the blood of the doorpost first. Let's do that, and then we'll come back and do communion, of course. So let's get ready for that. All right. What's going on with this thing? All right. All right, let's get ready to do the I've let the doorpost here real quick, and yeah, it's not exactly like I wanted it. Okay. What happened to my little thing? It wanted to work. All right. So, hallelujah. All right. We're going to do that and believe God for a special thing to happen with our friends tonight, every one of us to be blessed. And all right, so there we go. It's not the best in the world tonight. All right, so we're going to take this paint right here, and we're going to place the blood over the doorpost tonight. For every person tonight, we're going to declare and decree your healing, that whatever way that you need to come out of the world, whatever way you need to come out of the system, we're going to believe God for you to really do that and open yourself up to that tonight. So tonight, we're going to declare and decree that by the blood of Jesus, we declare and decree the blood of Jesus over every PGN friend and partner. In Jesus' name, we declare that the blood over your doorpost, over your household, in Jesus' name, that you are coming out of the system all the way with your finances, with your children, with your family, that we are not going to leave Egypt. We are not leaving Egypt. We're not going to leave the system without our children coming with us, right? Well, tonight, I remember when Pharaoh told Moses, okay, you can go, but you can't take your kids with you. That's in chapter 11, 10. That's in chapter 9, 10, somewhere in there. It talks about how Moses went to Pharaoh, and another plague is about to happen. He says, okay, now, you know, you can go now, but you can't take your children with you. You can't take your family with you. Friend, we're going to believe God to take our families with us. We're going to believe God to take everything with us. We're going to believe God to take our wealth with us and walk out with the wealth of Egypt. And we're coming out of the system. We're believing God for the dollar system to take out of a dollar system and turn it into coins, gold and silver, and turn it into gold and silver so that instead of be devalued by the dollar, will be devalued big time, the gold and silver will be tremendously valued, be increased in value, a tremendous amount. So we're going to believe God for that. That's one reason that we pulled it out and did what we did under the instruction of the Holy Spirit. And our board agreed to it, of course, and that was important too. But friend, let me tell you something. This is all about to happen. We're going to believe God by the blood of the Lamb, by your obedience to God, by not just saying I'm a Christian. Every Israelite had to put blood over their doorpost. They couldn't just say, oh, I'm an Israelite, so I'm protected. They had to put the blood over their doorpost. If the Egyptians would have done it, they would have been saved from their firstborn dying too, and their wealth and their firstborn animals, right? In other words, their husband, who would be a firstborn, their son, who was a firstborn, wouldn't have died. And their firstborn animals, whether their firstborn cow, firstborn horse, whatever they were, they would have not died had the Egyptians. But they, you know what? Lambs, I don't know if you know this or not, sheep were an abomination to the to the Egyptians. That's one of the reasons they wouldn't put blood. They don't even have a lamb, much less, you know, put lamb's blood on their house. If you read, you'll find it's an abomination. It was an abomination to them. Even back in the days of Joseph, Joseph told his brothers, when you come to Egypt, and told Jacob, when you come, he said, you can't tell them you raise sheep because they won't let you come in. You got to tell Pharaoh you grow cows, you raise cattle. And the Egyptians couldn't even eat with the Israelites. So they couldn't eat with them. So this whole thing got set up in a way that, you know, anyway, so if the Egyptians would have broken their own rules and their own moral, whatever you want to call that, they would have taken upon themselves the blood and put it over their doorpost, like we have here tonight for every PGN person, that they would have been kept from destruction. But they didn't do that. They didn't do it. And therefore, they lost everything as far as the beginning of it. And it was truly amazing. So tonight, in Jesus' name, we declare and decree by the name of Jesus that every person, every friend of PGN, in Jesus' name, you are set free. You are washed and cleansed in the blood. And we're believing God for a complete and total change of everything that's going on in your life, where you enter into the blessing of the Lord, and you become one with Him. You become a partaker of Jesus, And his work on the cross, right? Because without the work on the cross, we have nothing. We are nothing. We have nothing. Yeah. So get a hold of that. That's extremely important. And your obedience is more than just being a Christian. It was more than, I've said this many, many times, it's more than just being an Israelite. Most people don't realize that the Israelites, had they not put the blood on the doorpost, being, even though they were an Israelite, even though you are a child of God, if you do not walk in obedience to the blood, you go to heaven. It's not about not going to heaven. It's about, will you have heavenly blessings on the earth? Because the blood, activating the blood and living in that blood covenant in obedience to God is what the angel sees, what the angels see. See, when the angels see you're obedient, friends, they protect your stuff. You understand? When the Bible says, if you read it in Exodus 10, 11, and 12, it talks about how that when the put the blood on the doorpost, and when the angels see, you're going to talk about the angels tonight? When the angels see your obedience of putting the blood over the doorpost, they will not destroy. So it didn't say if you see the Jews, don't destroy, or you see, you know, whatever, the Egyptians, don't destroy. If you see, you know, a little kid, don't destroy a little kid. He said, no, one thing. They were going to come. The angel of death was coming to destroy the children. If they were a wicked seed, if they didn't obey God, that's what this is, a special moment where even if Israel had not put the blood on the doorpost, their firstborn children would have been dead. Any firstborn at all would have been dead. If they had two or three, four or five firstborns in their house, they would have had four or five dead people in their house, much less animals. Their firstborn animals would have been dead, which will explain why that was a big thing. A big thing for the Egyptians to lose and anybody to lose. The child that opens up your womb opens up a whole new world for you. It's not just a baby you have. It opens up motherhood to you. It opens up a whole another passion of life, of who you are as a person. It opens that up. And so to lose that is to lose your first. And your first of everything, your first love, your first, you know, I don't know, your first dolly name, first kiss you ever got, the passion one, you know. Yeah, so whatever the thing was, they lost that. And it was very much emotionally connected to them. It was very much connected to their financials. You know, their firstborn, the firstborn of every animal. Not just the firstborn and then all the rest of them. No, when a firstborn was born and they had a baby, that firstborn, and then they had a baby, the other one, their baby had a baby later on, then that baby would, all the firstborn, no matter how old they are or how young they are. They just were born yesterday. It made no difference. That was the thing that the angels were coming, and when they saw the blood of the doorpost, they would stop from, they would not kill the firstborn, of any firstborn. See, the angels didn't have a thing on, oh, if they're under age, don't kill them. No, the blood either protected you, or being not being the firstborn, being the secondborn on, thirdborn, fourthborn, fifthborn, whatever, but being the firstborn was not going to be a good day for you, no matter how young you were or how old you were. Amen? Does that make sense? Yeah. So a huge thing that happened, a really, really huge thing. So, yeah. All right. But we are believing God for the ministry of the Holy Spirit to come in and protect you, save you. We're believing that the angels that are going to come and minister to you, the angels are going to come. And when they see your obedience, they protect you or they don't protect you. They bless you or they don't bless you, because they don't go by, oh, well, he sure is cute and she sure is pretty. He sure is a nice person. I like her. I like him. It doesn't make any difference. They go by the blood. They go by what they see. They go by your obedience to God. Not even if you're a Jew or a Christian. That makes no difference. It's your obedience to Jesus. Unto Jesus. All right, let's obey the Lord tonight. Let's get ready to take communion. And let's believe God to bless you tonight, to set you apart, to rearrange your life in a very beautiful way. And let's believe God to open you up to life, an abundant life.
Amen. Let's go to 1 Corinthians for a moment. In the prayer of offering. New Testament, open up your hardback Bible. All right. I tell you, it's awesome. All right, get your communion together, get your bread and your cup, and let's get ready to partake the body and the blood of Jesus, that the blood that we're talking about behind us, over the doorpost, over your household. Tonight, getting the blood of Jesus, drinking his blood, eating his flesh, to when they ate the lamb, all that was part of the Passover supper, that was part of the Passover supper. And when Jesus and the brothers and the 12 were sitting there getting ready to partake of this Passover, that they were going to eat the body and the blood of a lamb, which represented their protection, they were still celebrating that. And then Paul the Apostle comes along and says, it's still active for us. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23, for I received, Paul the Apostle, received from the Lord, he said, that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus on the same night, he took our bread up, in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said, gave thanks, and he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, Jesus said, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. That's it. Well, we lift up the cup tonight in Jesus' name. We thank you for the cup tonight in the name of Jesus. And also in the same manner, he took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do, as also if you drink it, in remembrance of me. This drink from. Thank you, Lord, for your precious body. Thank you, Lamb of God, for your precious blood in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Jesus. We give you glory. Lord, I ask you to touch the people tonight. God, touch their family. We give the blood of the doorpost partially tonight. Moses said, you know, we're going to go and Pharaoh said, well, you can take everything but your children. You can't take your children. Well, devil, we're taking the children. We're going to take everything. We're going to take, like us, we're in particular, we're, instead of our dollars going down to nothing, we have already made the transition where they will become multiplied and increased, even when the dollar becomes worthless. What we have done for PGN as an investment for you and your behalf, the coins that now that will become multiplied and increased, instead of brought down to nothing, basically. That makes sense? All right, real simple, real powerful. And we thank you, Lord, tonight for that, for the eating the body and the blood of Jesus and drinking his blood. We thank you, Lord, tonight that your people are forgiven. They are washed and cleansed in Jesus' name and made whole, made new, that everything in their life will be opened up to the blessing of God in Jesus' name, from deliverance, from salvation, for our family, for our children. In the name of Jesus, let it be done right now. Let it be done right now. I command those children to come to Jesus. I command those children to come to Christ in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, come to Jesus. Every daughter, every son, in the name of the Lord, come to Jesus. I call you to repentance right now. Come to Jesus Christ of Nazareth and repent of your sins and come to him and know him and love him. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, let it be done. Hallelujah. Praise God. Open the heavens, God, and bless your people's children and their families. In the name of Jesus, Let it be done to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I declare and decree over you, be set free in Jesus' name. Be loose from your sin. Be loose from that iniquity. Be loose from that genetic curse that's brought those things on your children. In Jesus' name, we command that their blood be cleansed, that they partake of the body and the blood. They partake of the salvation blood of Jesus that he shed on the cross of Calvary. Every drop of blood we drink, we partake of all of it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let it be done right now by the power of God. No one lost. Not one lost. Not one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. All right. You want to give tonight? You can do it through Cash App, through Venmo. You can do it through the app. Several different ways. Just get on there and you can go to Cash App. It's all through the phone number. You go through Zelle. Also through the phone number. 214. And 214-505-8719. And get on there and do that if God gives you the grace. All right. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Let it be done, Jesus. I've been getting texts from people, prayer requests. Thank you for that. I don't know if I'm getting all the information. Getting through the app, I don't know if I'm getting all the information. Vicky says Stephanie's in the hospital. Pray for her in Germany. She's in Germany in the hospital. All right, I got that. All right. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank God, that God speaking to you this. All right. Hallelujah. You ready to pray over the offering? Thank God for that tonight. And, Jesus. Yep. All right, you can go to the app now on your app store, on your iPhone. And whatever phone you have, go to the app store there and search for Randy Channel. You'll find our app, a little bluish thing with a red ring around it, PGN written on it. You can search it out, find it by going to searching for Randy Channel. You'll find that. And tonight we did the Blood of the Doorpost, of course. Thankful for that. And we're bringing people to the cross. We're bringing families. We're going to believe God for families coming to the cross of Calvary, coming to know Jesus. And opening up to that power of the cross in Jesus' name. Right there in Jesus' name, we just thank you, Lord, for that, for our families, God, for touching our families in Jesus' name, through the cross of Calvary, through what Jesus has done. We thank you that you paid the price for so that all of our families could be partakers of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for that. And we thank you, God, for everything you do for us. Through what Jesus has done. And thank you, Lord, and give you the glory through the doorpost, all the families right there. Maybe you can't see that real good, but let's see here. I don't know if I can get a closer picture of that or not. You can see all the families right there underneath that doorpost. Amen in Jesus' name. And so it's really, really, really cool. And we're believing God for the cross of Calvary on our families in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of Christ over all of our families tonight, Jesus. Bring them in, Jesus. Bring them in. Bring them in. Times are getting, their time is getting short. There's no more delays. And we thank you, God, that we thank you for there are no more delays. We thank you that that those that we can contact and get in touch with, minister to by phone or by computer or whatever we can do, get them in contact with what's going on. The deliverance of God's people, literally the deliverance of God's people through the cross of Calvary, what Jesus has paid the price on. So we give you glory, we give you praise for that. I feel the anointing right now. I mean, something's happening right now for somebody. In the name of Jesus, something's happening for somebody's family right now. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for that. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the precious blood over the families. In Jesus' name, draw them into the cross of Calvary. Draw them into that place of the flow of the blood of the Lamb that breaks every bondage, that breaks every curse, that gets them in the spirit of obedience. In the name of Jesus, and causes them to want to obey God. They feel like they don't have to. It's not about I have to. It's about I can't wait to obey God. I cannot wait to obey God. I love him. He loves me. He's pure. He's making me pure by his blood. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, let it be done right now by the power of God. Through the cross, in Jesus' name. Through the cross. Through the cross. Through the cross. See the blood over the doorpost in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. We'll do this as a memorial before God, as a memorial before the Lord God. All right. Let's get ready to do the praying over the offerings tonight. Thank you for everybody's giving. And thank you for that. Give me just a moment here while I gather some more together. I'll be right back. All right, thank you, Lord. Okay. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for bringing in the sheaves. Bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Today is the 30th, right? Yeah, the last day of the month. Can you believe it? We're going to be in December tomorrow. No way. I'm going to sleep it off. I'm going to sleep right through it. I can't do that. I would like to try. Can't hardly believe that. It's amazing. Bringing in the sheaves, we shall come rejoicing. Bringing in the sheaves. Don't forget the Apple Store, the app. Go get your app. Go on there. We're upgrading it more all the time. It's a little bit different than it used to be, but we are upgrading it. Still working on that. Silver and gold has gone up, gone up several dollars. So it's going to go up a bunch of dollars before it's all over with. I'm not saying it's not going to go up and down a little bit here and there, but in the long haul, it is going to go way up. That $100 coin is going to turn into a $1,000 coin, just one of them. We got a bunch of them. I'm not saying precisely $1,000, but the $100 coin is going to be worth $1,000 when the time is right. That's the prophetic word. That's the We're going to talk more about this in the future, but so I try to download as much as I can. That's when you try to listen as much as you can. Sometimes I don't know what I'm going to talk about it. But the prophetic word is that if we have it in the storehouse, and the storehouse, you know, we have it there because as it sits there in the storehouse, have already been given to God's people, at least like Abraham gave up Isaac, you know. It's already been done on our end. But as we wait for the prophetic word to release it on the when the measure of it becomes what it's supposed to be, which is a bunch, a lot. When that turns that, then you know, yeah. Because if we were to like give coins to people, you know, right now, send them the coin. And they get antsy, and they get rid of them, and they sell a $100 coin for $150 when it could sell it later for get $1,000 out of it. We're not going to, you know, in other words, God is having us do this thing because when you understand what's going to happen, you don't make your move until God says so. We're not going to put people in a position to tempt themselves. Though some people may do it perfectly. I don't know. But it's a prophetic thing. And because it's prophetic, you know, I know God told me, you know, how things are going to go overall. And because of that, when that comes to fruition, then the fruit is yours. See, that's what I'm talking about. So we're going to explain this little by little. So if I'm supposed to go take all the coins, divide them, send them out to people, and they start having a hard time, and they take a coin that we bought for $100, and one time we give it to them, it's worth maybe $200, and they sell it for $200, you know, because they got in a hard bind, you know, then the fact that coin itself, once that coin is sold, you no longer have ability to multiply. It has no longer an ability. Once you do away with it, once you sell it or cash it in, it no longer has, when you keep it and it grows and multiplies, while it sits there, while the prophetic word over it is being spoken, and while we pray over it on nights like tonight, to bless it, break it, bless it, and multiply, increase it. And when it comes to that increase moment, when God says, this is it, now bring the fruit to the children. Give the bread to the children. It's the children's bread. But it's all directed by the prophetic word of the Lord. Amen. So silver and gold's going up. Gold has gone up. Let me just look at it real quick here. And the glasses on. It has gone up to, gold has gone up to, let me get my glasses on. All right, gold has gone up almost to its high. It's been a little bit higher. It's been 2050 gold, 2050. Right now it's 2042, so it has been up $8 more. But that was in April, about mid-April. It was up mid-April. That's, you know, this last April, it was up a little bit more. But we bought it when it was in October, when it was down to 1822, something like that. Right? Yeah, y'all with me? Y'all listen to this? October the 4th, we bought it at about 1820, and now it is 20. It is now 2040. 2042. About 1850. 18. Let me sure I get it. We're going to document this so we can go back and watch it. This is it. And then I'll give it to you exactly. All right. You want that? Okay, a lot of stuff on here. I'll give it to you exactly. Okay, we bought gold
So we bought gold. Are you going to write this down? It's on video or audio. We bought gold on October the 4th at $1,822 per ounce. 22.74. October the 4th. It is now 2,000. I want to get this exactly right. It is now $2,042.60. Right? It is now 2,042. That's within since October, the 4th, when we bought it. Oh, there's the low right there, 1820. So the low, we bought it at the low, 18, almost the low. We bought it the day before that, 1822. We got $2. We could have got it a couple of dollars cheaper. Yes, that's the ounce. It's USD ounce. Thank you for asking that question. I'm reading it to you right as I've got it, so I won't mess with that. All right, I don't want to be doing it by memory. Okay, thank you. You're welcome. All right, and that's now silver. Silver is different. It's a different thing. Silver. Are you ready for silver? We bought more silver than we did gold, at least so far. Let me get here. Let's see. Okay, silver is now at $25 and 25.26. That's how it is right now as I speak. And we bought silver. Okay, so write this down. The high it is right now is $25. You can go to Kitco, KITCO, download the app, and do this for yourself. That way you can know exactly. This is the fruit of this. When as this bread, we're not going to do anything with it. We've got it in storage until the bread breaks and multiplies and increases. It's already doing that, but we're talking about a lot more. A lot more. This is out of the system money. Come out from among them. Be ye separate and holy. All right. So let me repeat that again. We bought it at $21. It is now at $25.26. So it's $4 higher right now, just from October per ounce, USD ounce. The one-year high on silver has been 26, and that happened in April. Mid-April, it had its high at 26. Right now, it's 25, almost 26. It's almost there to a year. You look at the year. You click on the year high. The year you click on the 1 year on silver, and the 1 year high is 2602. We bought it at 21, and now it is 25.26. Okay. All right. There's a little meeting we just had PGN. So thank God for that. All right. Just letting you know exactly what's going on. Like I said, I try to put it out there where you can check it all yourself. There's nothing hidden. There's no secrets. There's no nothing. The only thing that we don't know is exactly how we're going to ration it all out. That is going to take a genius to figure that out. I don't know if it's going to take a genius or not, but we're going to, because everybody has certain levels. Some people gave their tithes all this year, their full tithe. That's going to be different than people who just throw in a little bit here and there. So if you throw in just a little bit here and there, you're going to be blessed. But people who were faithful and gave their tithe, if you give your church your tithe and God's ready to do that, then God will bless you from your church. Right? He'll bless you from that mantle on your church or your pastor. Right? And so I'm not saying you're disobeying God. But when you gave to PGN and you gave your tithe to PGN, when it comes down to when we give it to you, if you have given your tithe to PGN, like we you know 6 months from now, and it goes crazy, if it does, I'm not saying it is 6 months from now and it's gone crazy, and you have been giving your tithe all that time, that's going to tell us how much you know you're going to be. That's going to be the holy. You're going to get holy money. The tithe is holy. Offerings are blessed. It's going to little change our way. You know, thank you. Every bit of it adds up, and we're so grateful for everything that God is telling you to do. So if God tells you to give your tithe here, then you're going to be more blessed, basically speaking, than those who just threw in some. And, you know, so that the measure, so we're going to go through and figure out all the measures and all that as we go. But we do not have, I do not know about how all that's going to happen. Exactly. So it's going to be amazing. It's going to be a phenomenon that you and I, us regular folk right here, are going to partake of it. I mean, you guys are. I'm not, personally. I mean, I'm going to get blessed. My blessing comes from my inheritance is the Lord, because not that I wouldn't want to have an inheritance from like you guys are getting from this, but I would love to, but it's not my calling. My calling is I'm sanctified and set apart. So when God blesses me, takes care of me, He does it. You know, He's the people, He's different things. But my main thing is, once you listen closely, my main reward from obeying God, offering up, you know, what we had in the account, I thought it was going to be for building nothing. He said, you know, we offered that up and gave it to God gladly. Without any question. He said, do it. We did it. Abraham said, give up Isaac. You know, I don't know how much of a struggle he went through. For me, when I saw the blessing in it, when I saw the resurrection power in it, what he was going to do for me personally, and what I mean by that is putting me right in the middle of everything prophetically. And that's really already happened. If you keep up with stuff, you can see what I'm feeling. I'm not just blowing smoke. I'm not just talking. We put everything out on the table that we can, and what we put out on the table ought to be obvious to some of you. If not, then that's okay. It doesn't matter, but you're part of something that's, you know, that's really great. God's really good. My blessing is not about money. I would like for it to be money. If I wasn't in the ministry and my choice was, do you want money? Which, you know, I want. Or do you want to be in the middle of what God wants, in the middle of everything? I very quickly chose to be in the middle of everything. Literally. I mean, if you understood, if you only knew, I mean, literally right in the middle of everything, prophetically speaking. A holy war that God has been waiting to fight, a prophetic war that God's been ready to fight for a long time. And it doesn't even, you know, this is just it's way bigger than my fat head can understand it. But my spirit man gets it easy. Dreamed about it. I've talked about it. It's not some big secret. Some people had a problem with it. Think I've got the big head. Well, I got a big head. No doubt. I had a big head. When I used to play baseball back when I was a kid, my head was so big, they had to give me the biggest helmet. They had my biggest helmet to fit on my big fat head. But the amazing thing is that, you know, it my head is still big, but hopefully not in the way it used to be. So I've always had a big head. So maybe when my brain gets 100%, you know, whatever you want to call that, usage, understanding, maybe I'll have, you know, more than the average bear. I don't know. I really don't know. I honestly don't know. But it's big enough to, you know, if my brains all get activated that are packed up in there pretty good, I'm going to be one blessed rascal, that's for sure. All for the glory of God. All for the glory of God. Okay, let's get ready to pray over offerings tonight. Is anything else, any questions anybody has that maybe I can answer them, maybe I can't? I don't know if I can answer all of them or not, but I can try. I mean, believe me, it's not, I would love to I would love to say that, you know, I don't know if God's going to bless me financially or not. I'm sure he will, but my, you know, all I want to do, right, just like many of you, all I want to do is be right in what God wants me to be in, and that I know what that is to be right in the middle of all this end time stuff, prophetically speaking, and to go and be a warrior, a servant of God with a sword, a huge sword. I wish I could draw you a picture of the sword compared to my human body that I swung in that dream. It was amazing. And I feel sorry for the devil. I do. I'm like, the poor devil. It'll be bad for him. In that dream, remember that dream I told you about? I'm swinging the sword from right to left, about belly button high or belly high, like this, swinging it back and forth like that. And the demons were screaming, man. So much so that the devil shows up. The devil himself shows up, right? I could hear the demons screaming. I couldn't see the demons. I could hear the demons screaming. I mean, they were screaming like, that sword was like doing some pain on them or something. And here comes the devil himself, walk right up and look right in there. Like, I don't know if he was, I really don't know what he was doing there exactly, other than seeing the revealing of the Antichrist, which is his big boy, Nathan, Nate Rothschild. If he's there just to see that or hear the demons screaming and couldn't figure out who's messing with his stuff. He found out it was some guy, didn't know who this guy is, and he's got some big sword in his hand, can figure out how in the heck did he get that big sword in his hand. Only God knows, causing him some real problems. And that was a future dream. That was something that has already been happening in some ways. And, I'll try to send you guys out the picture of this, but Jeff sent me pictures of the Supreme Court building in Israel, the ones that the Rothschild built for them. Not the Knesset building, which is where they do their laws, you know, across the street, but on the other side, I don't know exactly how it's positioned, but they show a big picture of the Supreme Court building, which is what the Rothschild, right, funded them to put together. It has a shirt, and show me a picture today, and then I looked it up my own way, and it has this big pyramid thing up on the front part of it, and it is definitely the Masonic Lodge. On the 47th degree. Yeah. And I'll send that picture to you, or you can look it up yourself. Just look up Israeli Supreme Court building, and you'll see that pyramid on top of the building right there. And he said it is definitely, because I haven't seen it myself specifically. I've been to Israel, I haven't seen that building. But I'm trusting his word on that. So, if I ask him specifically, is it the pyramid one? And he says, yeah. Oh, Jeannie says she's trying to sell some things so she can buy some silver. Oh, great. Awesome. I didn't see that, Jeannie. Sorry, I missed it earlier. We got a lot of news. We're going to be reporting, you know, so stay tuned in. If you're called to PGN, you won't be able to stop yourself from checking out, because we're not just over here flapping our jaws, which I think you know. I think most people know that. But we are doing the will of the Father, and very, very, very exciting. And those who are part of it will be doing the will of the Father also, already are, a bit more. Because if you are called to PGN, like whatever level that I am called, I know what level I'm called to, but the level that I'm called to, whatever level of obedience you're involved in PGN, that blessing will come upon you. Right, you don't get it because it's my blessing. You're going to get it because you're obeying God. And you're not going to get my anointing. You're not going to get my blessing. You get the blessing of God for the fact that he's called you to it. you're trying to be part of it on your own, well, good luck with that. But if you're called, you're not called. When I tell some people, oh, well, if you haven't been faithful, you know, fully faithful, then they just kind of ran off, like, you know, and it shows you that they weren't called anyway. I've told people before, if you haven't been faithful, you know, fully faithful, whatever that is to them, I don't know if that, maybe they know they haven't been faithful to God, and I don't know. But they left, you know, basically, or, and it would show you that they're not called. Because when you call, you don't leave because, you know, I might not get a blessing as much as I thought I would. You know, you're called, you're called. You're chosen, you're chosen. You don't do it. Though you slay me, yet will I stay with you. The Lord, you know, in that calling. I did it for 10 years with a man that was a wonderful man. I would never want anybody else. He did an awesome job over me and for me on my behalf. As my pastor for 10 years, I learned how to submit myself, keep my mouth shut on things I didn't agree with. And nobody knew that I didn't agree on some things. Nobody knew that until years later. But overall, you know, his foundation, all that was awesome. But some things about Israel I didn't like that he believed in, and some things that I had conviction about. But you know what? Nobody knew it. I kept my mouth shut. And I learned some things from all that. Yeah, so there you go. All right, let's pray for offerings tonight. Thank you. If you want to give tonight, you can do that. Go to Cash App and give. You can go to hang on a second here. Let me just read them off to you. You can give to Zelle, Zelle, to the phone number. Cash App, you can give through the phone number. Venmo, you can give through the phone number, 214-505-8719. Go to PayPal. You have a PayPal account, or you like PayPal. Just ask for the link on that, and I will text it to you. You text me at 214-505-8719. 214-505-8719. Text me there, and I'll send you the link if you want to give through that. And, you know, just if you call God to do it, if you call to send some change our way, send it our way. If you call to give your tithe, send it our way. You know, do obey God. If you call to give your tithe and your offering, begin whatever God's telling you to do. We don't need you to just, we just need you to obey God, whatever that is. I'm not trying to get money to make myself something fancy over here. I can live in a foxhole, you know, literally. I mean, I can do that. I've done that before. I've lived without a house, without a home, and I remodeled houses, and I was, for the most part, staying in those houses. And I was remodeling. Yeah, give me a mattress, blow up mattress from Walmart, and lived there. So I got the job done. And I did a, you know, pretty decent job, and they liked me, so that I was always getting a job, right? There you go. But I've lived like that, and I lived like that again. It bothered me at all. Some people are not called to that, you know, and that's okay. I am. Take it or leave it, literally. So I don't need your money. You need to obey God, and when you obey God, God's going to bless you for your obedience to Him. You get through PGN, you'll reap the mantle that God has in my life. And not just, that's not just about money. It's about the prophetic one. It involves financial support. All right, one more time. You can go to the app. You can download the app now on the App Store. We're going to do that for any channel. So if you want to give to those three things, the Zelle, the Cash App, and through Venmo, phone number 214-505-8719. And if you want to get PayPal, if you PayPal, just send me a request for that. I'll get it to you. Okay? And, think that's about it for tonight. Yeah, Jeannie says, hey, I'm trying to get some things sold so I can buy some silver. Hey, maybe you can sell Hollis. You can get him out there. I say sell him. Put him out for rent, man. You know, put him out for rent, too. You know, for growing animals and stuff like that. giving people counsel on how to grow, how to work animals and stuff. I mean, who knows? That would be good. Of course, I'm just kidding you. Awesome, Jeannie. That's really cool. I didn't know that. Very, very cool. All right, let's pray our offerings tonight. Bianca, $3. Thank you, Lord, for Bianca. Thank you for blessing her, Lord. Thank you for opening her up. Open up her faith, God. Open up those new things in her. Just like we talked about tonight, when you get birth to something, a child in the natural realm, most women know this. Motherhood is birthed along with that. You know, it just activates it. You know, my God, I'll die for that baby. Whatever, most women. If they're normal, all women. So thank you, Lord, that as she births things in the spirit, that God will give her, along with that, tends the ability to do the thing you're called to do. Even though you may not be able to do it in the natural, you'll be able to do it because you birth it. When you give birth to something, and God has you stepping out in birth. So thank you, Lord, for showing her that she has a ability, God, to do whatever you call her to do, and that she will not come short of the glory. Amen on that. Andrea, thank you, Lord, for Andrea. Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for blessing her, for your choosing her, her calling, her choosing you back, her calling, saying amen to you on that. And receiving your blessing on that in Jesus' name, and receiving the calling of God to, you know, God is like activating a new level of your calling. And so get ready for that. All right. Yeah, a new level of your calling. Hallelujah. All right. Maybe broaden it, lengthen it, whatever. All right, in Jesus' name, thank you for that. Thank you for broadening it. Thank you for broadening, increasing, multiplying. Every time she obeys you, Father, you increase and multiply her ability, her capabilities to do more. Like I said, the opening of the womb, the birthing of something in your spirit, God gives you to do. You start doing, oh, I can't do that. I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to be a mother. I don't know how to do that. But as soon as you get birthed, that thing, like, my God, I'll die for that thing. And that's really what you need. You may need to be trained on some stuff, you know, so thank you, Jesus, for that. And then thanks for Carmen, $5. Thank you both for Carmen. You gave two checks. Two of them came in. I'm thinking you were five this week, five next week. I know you're out of the country right now, so I don't know if that's what that was or not. But anyway, so it would be $10 if that's not true, but five if it's, you're setting one for 1 week, one for next week. So thank you, Lord, for that. In Jesus' name, bless Carmen today, God. Show her, soothe her heart, God. Give her peace that in her hard times and her difficulties. God, I thank you, Jesus, for birthing inside of her a new strength, a new courage that Joshua got when it came time to take the possessed land. Joshua worked with Moses all those years, but then when it came time for him to do it, he had to birth forth more courage, right? He had to come forth. You know, he was already a courageous man, a very courageous man, a very loyal man. But then all of a sudden, he became, you know, he got in a new position, and now he needed, you know, a whole other level of courage. And when he gave birth to that, yeah, it was amazing. Thank you both for that with Carmen in Jesus' name. Amen. I think we've seen a lot of that word tonight. I don't know. We'll see. Paulette, $10. Thank you both for Paulette. Thank you for the seasons, God, that she has chosen to give to you, to give her life to you, to dedicate herself to you, Jesus, and that her dedication to you, God, that you see that as a sweet-smelling savor into your nostrils, and you're going to bless her and favor her and cause her to know that she's been obeying your voice. And sometimes you're good at listening to people. You know, sometimes people, when people come to Jesus, the disciples will go to other disciples before they became a disciple and say, hey, man, Jesus, the Son of God, man, the Messiah, he's over here. He's over here fishing with Peter. Like, and they go, I don't believe that. Other ones will go, oh my God, really? Because they could hear the voice of God in those. So some people went and saw that it was Jesus, and other people said, that ain't the Lord, man. Pete, you messed up. Dude, don't be coming over telling me that again. But the next person they tell, so to have an ear to hear, Paul, that you got an ear to hear. And when God says, you know, you need to be a part of this thing, you need to be doing, be moving toward it, you hear the voice of God and you move toward it, and God honors you for that. All right, Nikki and Charles, you said pray for Stephanie. Stephanie's in German, the hospital. God, we thank you for helping Steph tonight, God. We thank you, Jesus, for
for watching over her, protecting her, Lord. In Jesus' name, let her confidence in you increase and multiply. We thank you for helping her rightly divide the word of God. Sometimes when we get in a difficult situation, to rightly divide the word of God over what we're involved in, what's happening, like, what is this force of scripture for me in this? Rightly dividing it, setting it apart. Not just, you know, anything, everything, but rightly dividing, taking it out, and this portion is for me on this particular situation. And you will feed that to her spirit, man, and she will know it, God, in Jesus' name, and be nurtured by it, and be blessed by it, in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Right, you know, we're Nikki and Charles. Thank you both for Nikki and Charles. God, I thank you for joining them together in a new power of unity, joining them together in unity in a new way like never before. Every time we go through it, no, every time Julie and I went through a struggle, if we came through it successfully as a couple, when we did, that then we became more unified. We became more in love. We became more dedicated to each other, you know, and we didn't always get successful in everything, I don't think. I know we didn't on everything, but on most things, you know, so the things that we did, I think every couple goes through the things where they come successfully through things, and sometimes as a couple, and sometimes they don't. And so sometimes God will give you another chance to go through it again. And so I thank you, Jesus, for that with them, God, that any whatever they need, you're going to give that to them. And open it up for them so they can become closer and closer and knit together so the enemy can't bring a wedge between them and their hearts in any fashion or form, that they are blessed, they are favored, they are seasoned, and they're called together. In Jesus' name, what man is, God has joined together, no man can put asunder. Amen. We'll see that more and more. All right, Daryl from D.C. or from... Yeah. No, one of you is from D.C. Maryland, D.C. That's all I know. All right, $10.13. Thank you, Daryl, for that. Thank you for the blessing you send my way. Thank you for that. Well, thank you, Jesus, for Daryl. And we thank you, God, that you're opening up his heart, God, to show him the new things. Like sometimes we you know, try to activate things. It seems like it's really going on like we want, like maybe our certain scriptures, certain activities, certain things we feel called to be a part of. And then all of a sudden God opens up something, you know, brand new, like kind of happened with Joseph. What happened with Joseph was that, you know, he was trying to activate getting back to his family so he could grow crops, you know, like his father, grandfather Isaac, who was a blessed one of the family. Right. So now Jacob was a blessed one of the family, and he was thinking he was supposed to get back and grow crops. He grew the best crops, and everybody would be honored. All his brothers would honor him for that. Well, find out that wasn't it. It was greater than that. And so God had to, he went through some things to prepare him for that. And, you know, so all the things that Daryl's going through, that you're preparing him, God, that he will see it as preparation. Amen. Preparation for the new things, the bigger things, the things that are bigger than him, that you're going to do in his life, God, as you say, to show him your favor. All right, Faye, $13. Faye from, I think, the Carolinas. Thank you, Jesus, for her faith, Father. I thank you, Lord, that you know, like I see you, like, in your sleep, counting sheep to go to sleep. Like counting sheep to go to sleep. You know, you see these commercials and these cartoons and they count sheep to go to sleep. Count your sheep to go to sleep, oh yeah. Count your sheep to go to sleep, oh yeah. But, you know, instead of counting sheep, counting sheep, I guess counting sheep is a good thing, but counting sheep like, you know, God's people and some goats that are not sheep to become sheep. And that part of your heart that wants to see people to be sheep, to be God's sheep, to be led by the Lord, to know his voice, to become his servants, to become, I thank you, Lord, that her servant's heart, in Jesus' name, her servant's heart, Father, will become more adapted to the new environment that you have, you're sending her toward, that she will find herself more adapting to that, in Jesus' name. Yeah, in Jesus' name. I'll be able to adapt to those things right now in the name of Jesus. So thank you, Lord, for that, for the power of your love, for the power of your anointing. in Jesus' name, to if you can discover more and more ways to, you know, to do the things you called to do, Jesus. Amen. And to plan ahead, to be able to do that administrative thing in Jesus' name, that you will be able to feel the call of God and count the sheep to enter into your rest, you know, knowing that you're counting, you're looking for, and you get your eyes on, Lord, into the rest of the Lord, to the rest of God, that you get your eyes on the things that are of God, the sheep, the looking after sheep, praying for sheep, praying for people, knowing that that's part of your calling. Amen. In Jesus' name. Yep. So, we're cool. And God's going to bless you for that. Reward you for that. Touch your body, Jesus. Amen. And you're going through a lot with your body. Your body. Valerie, $15. Thank you, Valerie, for that. Thank you, Jesus. For Valerie, thank you, Lord, for opening up her heart, God, to know that we're in a season where you can choose to go higher or you're staying where you're at if you want. And I'm believing you, God, that she's going to choose to go higher, that you're going to bring her to a higher place, to a higher level, to a higher understanding, to a much larger understanding of who she is, what you called her to be. God, that she's going to feel safe knowing that no matter what happens, that you are there to protect her and watch over her, that the safety realm is going to really become important to you, for you and your family, in Jesus' name, you and your purpose, you and your money. Everything that's going to be safe and sound in the hands of Jesus. Amen. God's really going to show you that. The safety realm, the protection realm. Psalms 91, I guess, would be a good way to say that. All right, Sally from UK, London, $16. Thank you, Sally. Thank you, Lord, for the favor of God in her life. God, I thank you for her heart, a yearning to be right in the middle of what God's doing there in the UK or wherever it is that she's at. She's going to be right in the middle of the end time harvest. Harvest not just with financials, which is awesome, but harvest in many different ways. Seeing the harvest of prayers that she's prayed over the years, that they be, that they come to fruition. But the harvest, harvest means the fruit grew and it became ripe and ready. Ripe and ready. Let it be ripe and ready. Wolf was solid. Let it be ripe and ready for solid. Ripe and ready. Pick it up to pick it off the vine. Mm-hmm. Pick it off the vine. Yeah. If it falls off the vine before it's time, not good. Part of the blessing, Deuteronomy 18. It doesn't make it the harvest. Whatever it does, when it makes it the harvest, that's when the fruits of your labor. Like one day you can wake up and go realize, oh my God, the fruit of my labor. I've been laboring in things I didn't realize I was laboring. I've been praying about things because they've been on my heart. I wasn't considering that necessarily prayer, but God is, I'm finding God is doing things in my behalf in the prayer room, in the prayer closet, which is my heart, that God is actually doing something amazing in that area. And it's really, really cool. Really, really awesome. Hallelujah. Yeah. All right, in Jesus' name. Okay, cool. All right, harvest time. Things come to harvest. In other words, things come to where they can bear fruit. They're successful. It's about success. Harvest is about success. Because you can have fruit going, growing, growing. It can fall to the ground before it's time, once it doesn't mature where people want it, or you can eat it or get nutrition from it. But when it bears fruit and it stays on the vine until the time for harvest, that's the blessing. Yeah, that's success. The success God has brought you with your hard labor. All right, Angela, South Carolina, $22. Thank you, Lord, for Angela. Thank you, Jesus, for the newfound friendship, newfound faith, newfound deliverance, finding herself, God delivering her from, saving her from this and saving her from that, and finding all these different things God saved her from, kept her from, protected her from, Thank you, Jesus, that all that is in the works, God, in Jesus' name. And you are developing her in ways that she never even dreamed, or things that she never even thought she would be doing, in Jesus' name. And the surprise you're going to make the person look back and go, man, I can't believe I went from that to that. That's amazing. God brought me. He delivered me. He delivered me. Like one day, Israel just got delivered. They didn't think it was going to happen. You know, it was crazy. Egypt was being plagued. It was going nuts. They weren't ever being plagued. Not once. That kind of gave them hope that something's going on. And then all of a sudden, one day, we're going, and we're going out with money. Yeah, going out with money. Honey, yeah, honey kind of money. Yeah, in Jesus' name. All right, the Shun, $25. Thank you, Lord, for the Shun. Thank you, Lord, for her harvest. God, I thank you, Lord, for everything she does, she's done unto you, that when you lay up your treasures and you do everything unto the Lord, not for the pastor, not for the preacher, not for yourself, not for any other, but for the Lord, you've done that, then your harvest is inevitable. It's inevitable. But the thing, because it can't be stolen, or it lays up treasure in heaven. It can't rust. It can't get old. Right? Doesn't matter how long it takes. It can't be lost or stolen or taken away or fall apart. It's given to God. My love for God, my labors for God have been given to God. Therefore, that's what kept it safe in Jesus' name. And thank you, Lord, for the harvest time, for seasons of harvest in Jesus' name, where we look back and go, my God, look what God had done for me. Wow. Reshaped me a new family. Restored me a new family. Restored me new things. And bless. All right, Regina, $25. Thank you, Lord, for Regina. Thank you, Lord, for her harvest. Thank you, Lord, for her children. When I was praying over the children tonight, Regina, I don't know if you heard me do that on the blood of the doorpost. I specifically prayed for family, and I thought about your family for some reason, you know, and we have you, I think if you sent your picture in, it's right there, and your children too, I don't know, that's pictures a long time ago, bunches and hundreds of them, and it's the same that close, but, so anyway, I specifically thought about you for some reason, so thank you, Jesus, open that up, bless her, God, that's her calling to be blessed, let her see the fruit of her labors, God, the fruit of her love, the fruit of her tears. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, and opening up her heart, God, to encourage her, let her know that all is well. And it's like with me when I was going through that thing about, you know, I'm not going to make it, man, because, the timing, nothing seems to be working. The bank will let me buy gold and silver through this J&M Bullion, which is an excellent company. I'm thinking, I thought the worst. They're going to cut me off. The devil's going to use my bank to keep me from obeying God. Oh, my God, what am I going to do now? And then I try to get the money out of the bank. They probably let me do that. I started going like, oh, my God. And so so I tried another company. And sure enough, on that one, I guess they liked that one because, it all went through without any problem. Because he was sent a check. It wasn't just done on the Internet. That maybe I don't know what the deal was. I don't want to judge them. But anyway, so the whole thing was that, I began to wonder if I was going to make it, get it done. And all of a sudden it's done just like that. Boom, turn around, October the 4th. Boom. 3 days later, Israel going to war. Boom. Kind of remind me of the Dorfo thing that they got the gold and silver out and then they, left Egypt. Boom, went to war. God went to war, not a physical war, but a prophetic war. Man, look how God went to war for them, Regina. Yeah, get ready. All right. Terrence and Tanisha, they pray for Jules. Holy prayer for Jules tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, that see the blood of Jesus over her, God, in Jesus' name, that you will capture her, God, forever, in Jesus' name, and keep her in her place where she belongs. God, in Jesus' name, that thank you, Jesus, that as we grow, we go through all kinds of things, and that, God, that she will rationalize and reason out clearly everything that she needs to understand about who she is and who God is in her and who God is and what she is and who she is, that she will reason all that out according to the love of God. according to the love of God. She will reason things out according to the love, not the judgment of God, not the, you know, the love of God. She will reason through, not just her own love, through the love of the Father. Everything she's going through to come out on the right side of it. When you do that, love is the greatest. You can't lose. Amen. You can bless her, God. Touch her in Jesus' name. Keep her in your way. Pray for Terrence and Tanisha, God. We thank you, Lord, for opening up those new things for them, those new ways, the way where there seems to be no way, make a way where there seems to be no way. With them, for them, in their behalf, God, that the scripture talks about making a way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. God will make a way. There's a scripture that's like that too. The ultimate God will make a way. Scripture, behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Terrence and Nisha, do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Isaiah 43, verse 19. Hallelujah. Make a way where there seems to be no way. Wow. Isaiah 43. God will make a way. In the back end. There is a song. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He makes a way for me. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. Oh, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. And it goes on down. I might look for lyrics up on that. Really cool. I don't know why I went to that for you, but there you go. Make a way for the things to be way. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Open that up, God. Open that up in Jesus' name. Make a way, Father. Jesus is the way. All things are possible through the way, through the Lamb of God. Margie, $50. Thank you, Margie. That 50, thank you, Lord, for a fresh anointing on her life, God. Thank you, Lord, for that she would does not compare herself with others, but she compares herself to what you want her to do, what you called her to do, what you've chosen her to do. We thank you, Jesus, for that, that she will not come short of giving you the glory, of receiving the glory, of walking in the glory, giving you the praise and the honor for everything you do for her. In Jesus' name, that will become a thing for her of power and glory and praise. In Jesus' name, that she will never forget. Will always walk in and never forget. In Jesus' name, how we give her strength, God, to stand firm, to stand firm, give her strength to stand firm in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, let her communicate, let her find that communication with that person that she needs, have the people that are needed in her life, in Jesus' name, that she will fulfill, come to complete fruition and harvest in those relationships in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I count her worthy. I count her free. I count her blessed. I count her in love. I count her in the blessing of God, in the freedom of the Holy Spirit. Lord, I count her at the cross of Calvary in Jesus' name to walk and talk with Jesus right now on the cross of Calvary right there. Hallelujah. Right there on the cross. On the cross, at the cross, at the cross, where you first saw the light, and the burden of my sin rolled away, It was there by faith I received my sight.
Yeah. Received my sight, God. Give her that new sight, Jesus. Open up her eyes in a new way in the name of Jesus. Let it be done. Hallelujah. All right. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for Mark. Thank you, Deborah Mark, $74. Thank you, Deborah Mark. Thank you, Jesus, for your love, the attachments that you're making, that the things you've been attached to, that God has attached you to, that you make covenant with, that those attachments will feed you and nurture you, will bless you, give you strength, even in your most deepest inner being, that you may not always understand all of it and feel all of it and know everything's going on, but God is surging in your spirit. Open up, O gates, the everlasting doors. Open up, wash and cleanse and refresh and renew. Hallelujah. Break off the old and bring in the new, Jesus. Hallelujah. The fresh, the new, the mercies that are new every morning, the graces that are new every morning. Bring in new customers, new faith, new money. Bring in new money in Jesus' name. New money in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Donald and Tanya, $120. Thank you, Donald and Tanya. Thank you, Jesus, for Donald and Tanya. Thank you, Lord, for blessing them. Thank you, Father, for how you, that they will, in our times, you know, once the children of Israel got in the wilderness, you know, getting the manna every day, kind of like going, okay, man, we're ready for something else. And God had something else for them. And that was going and crossing the Jordan and going to the promised land. But they learned how to, Israelites didn't learn how to appreciate what they had every day, right? They became, you know, unthankful and ungrateful because they had high expectations in it. But so we have to work through that process of learning. God is training us when we're learning how to be thankful, though we know we're being blessed, learning to be thankful that even though we haven't reached the goal yet, but thankful for that we're alive and well and being processed through, being blessed and fed and taken care of, and that grateful thankfulness that's already in you comes alive and then becomes the increase that happened. Like Jesus took the bread, he gave thanks, he blessed it, and he broke it, and he gave it out. Right? He blessed it, gave thanks to the Father. He blessed it, broke it, and gave it out. And it caused things to increase and multiply. Yeah. And activating things. That they'll be, they'll find themselves more grateful all the time, God, for what you've done and what you're doing in them. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All right. Jeannie, $200. All right. Jeannie texted me earlier and said she's believing God for some silver. I mean, I know some people that are buying some silver, some PGM people. So some buying some gold, whatever God needs to get. I think both are good. Gold's good. I don't know what's the best. You know, for transactions, for people to have to buy food and things during hard times, I think silver may be the best for that, for daily transactions. You know, bars and stuff like that are hard too. We have some bars. We bought bars. We have coins, small coins, large amount coins, you know, like dime, quarters, 50-cent pieces, dollars, you know. Yeah, we have all that. We've got different things for reasons. For investment, like you bought it for, you know, $5,000, and sell it for, you know, $50,000, whatever. That then we can, that's a big purchase, right? You know, just go to the store and buy some candy or buy some milk and whatever you're buying, bread, you know, and food for that. You know, you have to break it down. And so we bought silver for the breaking down part of being able to go to the store and buy things and transactions. So we've got different kinds of things. So thank you. Help her, God, with that. Show her what to do for the future, God. Show her how to invest, how to be blessed. Although we have investment for you here at PGN, because you've been with us for a long time. And God's going to, you know, give you wisdom on how to do that, how to increase and multiply what you have. But right now, I believe that
gold and silver is one of the many things, one of the things God told me to do, PGN, to bring increase in multiplication. It's all about multiplication. Jesus broke the bread, gave thanks, blessed it, broke it, gave it out, and it multiplied and fed, you know, 5 loaves, 2 fish, fed, you know, 25,000 people or so. That's a large increase. That's what we're looking at, Jeannie. That's what we're looking at. So, yeah, if God guides you and he leads you into that, if the bless her God, give her wisdom, show her how, show her what, show her who. Sometimes it's good to get local gold, buy gold and silver locally so that when you get ready to sell it, you can go local with it. If you, whoever you buy it from, it's easier for them to buy it back from you than it is people you don't even know. You know, you bought from way over there and you can sell it at home. So they tell you to, you know, do some of that. We did do some of that, bought local for local transaction. So anyway, there's a lot to learn about it. So may God guide you in all that and lead you into that, Jeannie, and bless you as you think of you wisdom. And then and you're thankful for your service for the Lord. And may God bless you that also. All right. Haley, $200. Thank you, Haley, for that. Haley. What's up, Haley? What's up, Haley? What's up? Like, looking up. God's got you looking up. He's wanting you to look up. Look up from which cometh your help. There's a scripture that talks about that. Look up. Look up. Look. Look. Cometh. Let me see if I can find the scripture for you. Psalms 121. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. A scripture just came to me right away. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, Lord, that she's got her looking up. Looking up. We look down, sometimes we get down, we look it down, look it down to the earth, and all things. We start looking up. God, that means your faith is activating. That means when you're looking up, that means your faith. When you're walking by faith, you know, any of us, we start looking down, looking for, you know, something. Then all of a sudden God says, look up. So we look up and it changes everything. For I will lift my eyes unto the hills, you know, the glory of God, from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. So we start looking to one who made all things. He will not suffer me. And then to let me read this to you. Look at that. I'm going to look it up directly. I will lift up my eyes to the hills from which cometh my help. With a question mark. I will lift up my eyes to the hills from whence comes my help. Oh, who's my help? My help. Because the question, from whence cometh my help? I never noticed this before, okay? That's why I want to. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will allow your foot to be, he will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. Amen. And all right, the Lord is your shade and your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall deliver your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and coming in from this time forth and evermore. All right, Haley, Psalms 121, that's your prophetic word. Awesome. Oh, my gosh, that is awesome. God who maketh me, I will lift up my eyes from which cometh my help. I didn't know that was a question mark. Right here is the question. He's saying, I will lift up my eyes from which, lift up my eyes to the hills. But where's my help come from? Oh, my help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He says what mine says, right? That's kind of different. Let's see what the King James version says. A song. It's a song. A song of degrees. I will lift up my eyes and see if it comes to help. See, I didn't have a question mark on this one, so I don't understand that one. Yeah, the King James says, I will lift up my eyes upon the hills, unto the hills, from which cometh my help. No question mark there. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. All right. Anyway, there you go. So I'm glad I caught that instead of leaving it there without checking out more scriptures. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Haley. God bless you in Jesus' name. Increase you, multiply you, bring you love, bring you friendship, bring you caring people. The men who you can not only care for you, but who you can care for. Sometimes you get more out of caring for others, but then we need to be cared for sometimes. So it's good to have someone to care for you, right? We love because he first loved us, but then to be able to give that love to others also nurtures you and causes it to come back to you. Bring it to Jesus. All right, Jeff and you, $222 on the money. And Jesus said, $222. You hear I said on the money? $222 on the money. Yeah, thank you, Lord, for that double. We're talking about double last week or so. I remember exactly. Week before last, I believe. Yeah, that's a double thing. So I don't know exactly what's happening with that, but I thank you, Lord, for that. You will remind them of the double. In Jesus' name, that they will keep their eyes, just like the scripture I gave Haley. She will look to the hills, you know, from the one who made heaven and earth to bless, and just keep obeying God with what God needs you to do, and watch him do exactly what he said, and that is double. Double for your trouble. This is my skin, okay. A thorn or something. I got a thorn in the flesh. I just pulled it out. Wow, that's awesome. Maybe that's a sign for you to make like the Lord stand. The thorn in the flesh is being pulled out. If I just had a little bit of thorn in my skin. The thorn in the flesh. Weird how I notice it. I don't take those things lightly. It's like a thorn. It's like a thing in my skin. Anyway, yeah. In Jesus' name, let it be done. Hallelujah. Remove that thorn, God. That sore spot, that thing. In Jesus' name, remove that, cleanse that, wash that, as though it never happened, though it's never there, though it never, that their heart is in, you know. Yes, we learn from things we make mistakes in, but that's the whole thing about it all, is we learn from them. When we learn from them, then they become a stepping stone instead of a stumbling stone. So thank you for all the 222, the stepping stone. For Jeff and you, God, in Jesus' name, bless Yuki. Give her strength, God, to know that her inheritance comes from you and from the Lord, and you're going to cause her to reap that inheritance, to plant it and reap it, to plant the harvest and reap the harvest. Amen. If you plant it yourself, reap it yourself, and the multiplication on that is your inheritance, in Jesus' name, part of it. Wow, and Jeff, too, thank you, Lord, for that, for the double for Jeff, God, with his heart to let his heart sing. There's a singer inside of you that wants to sing unto the Lord. Amen. Sing, sing, sing. Sing, rejoice, worship. Like that throne room of heaven when Lucifer fell, before Lucifer fell. You know, I can imagine what that was like. God created the heavens and the earth, Jeff, with Lucifer and his voice and all that. I think it was a backup music. They were jamming, man. So, yeah. Okay, now, let's create man and woman. Yeah. And the music and all the high pitches and the frequencies going on and the music and the whole thing. And God said, let it be done. And boom, you know, Adam and Eve were created, like looking at each other like, whoa, you're hot, baby. You're going to be my woman. You're my wife. Yeah. And so God created it all through music, through worship. That's why he created Lucifer. Lucifer powerful. I mean, you know, God has an amazing quality of making people. He made Lucifer in such an amazing high quality above all the other ones, right? That, you know, it would have been probably hard to not be arrogant because the quality that he was. Now, God and him, I believe God and him together, of course, he's the music. God was, of course, God. He is God and God. He's a created being. But the music is what, you know,
was part of it. That's why everything, I think, in the earth, the dirt, the tree, everything has music in it. And then open it up. Nicole, 41777. Thank you, Nicole, for that. Thank you, Jesus, for the harvest of her. Thank you, Jesus, for that harvest that she's harvesting. You know, God's replacing, like with Job. Job lost his stuff. God replaced him with double. Oh, there's a double thing again. You got double and Jesus' name. Thank you both for that double with her. Wow, there's double twice. I think that happened a couple of weeks ago, right? Something like that. But in Jesus' name, let that restoration, the restoration be complete. God, let it be complete. A complete meaning beginning. Let the restoration, you know, process actually be activated so it can take, you know, roll on forward. And once Job got his new family, got his new wealth back, got his double and everything, then he just took off to, you know, he didn't just keep it. He multiplied and increased that. Can you imagine that? Amazing. So he learned, he gave God the glory, passed the test. And then when he did, God blessed him double. And then, you know, he took that double and doubled that. You know, I mean, he couldn't help it. You have a 1,000 sheep, and the first round they all got killed. Then you get 2,000, and then that 2,000 goes from 2 to 4, easy. And then from 4, you know, I mean, boom, 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 boom. Yeah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Multiply, increase, replenish the earth. Be in the right place at the right time. Hallelujah. The right place, the favor of God. To be in the right place at the right time. Being in line. Oh, a divine line. Being in line. A divine line. The line to receive it all. To receive it all. Oh, to receive it all. Oh, to receive it all. Oh, not come short. All right, Shannon. $15. Thank you, Shannon. Connection with the woman I like. And God set up. Yeah. You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, that he will break bread with that. Give thanks for that. He will break bread with this situation over it, around it. And multiply and increase, God, open up to become a reality. Amen. In Jesus' name. Harvest time. Harvest time. Harvest time, Shannon. Harvest time. Harvest time. Harvest time, 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 harvest time. Yeah, I got that. Okay. Awesome. Harvest time. Yeah. What's up with that? That's awesome. All right, Angel of Joy, 2323 in the year, 2323. We're going to have a lot of trees. Going to be fruit for you and me. Traveling out of town for the weekend, requesting prayer. Okay. Lord, just thank you, Jesus, for that, for protecting her, watching over her, keeping her, opening her up, God, letting her rest and enjoy herself. Let joy and rest come to her, God, in Jesus' name, and let her find rest in a brand new way, that her rest like she's never rested before, that she can be restored in Jesus' name. Yeah. And, be restored. Total restoration, God. Let her restore her. Restore her strength. Restore her ability to be restored. Sometimes we get too tired. It's hard to restore. We have to get that rest, and then have to rest in God. I find resting in God is different than resting anything else. Because when you rest in God, you know, the rest is a God rest, right? It's not just a thing. It's a God rest. So thank you, Lord, for that God rest. We thank you, Jesus, for the cross of Calvary, for her family. We thank you, Lord, for her income and her outcome, her income and her in-go and out-go. All that blessed in Jesus' name. Increase it and multiply it, Jesus. Let her see that You know, she can rest in God. That his provision is already provided.
His provision is already provided for when he opened up the door for more on the cross of Calvary. He opened up the door for you and me on that blessed, wonderful tree called Calvary. It was the place where grace was given to all eternity.
All right, awesome. Wow, okay. It's almost midnight. Had a great night tonight. Thank you guys for being with us. As far as I can see, that's it. As I can tell.
As far as I can tell, there isn't any more.
Let's double check here, make sure we got everything. Yeah, that was good. There it is, 15. All right. Praise God. In whom all blessings flow. Praise God. Amen. Amen. All right. I think that's about it for tonight. Thank you. Oh, no, wait a minute. Nicole just gave $10.10. Thank you, Nicole, for that offering. Lord, we thank you, Jesus, for that. We thank you, Lord, for opening up print. Okay, and Jesus also sent his prayer request. Okay, yeah. All right, thank you for Nicole, $10.10. Yes, abundant life, John 10:10. Okay, I came to give you life more abundantly. I thank you, Lord, for the more abundantly. I give you life, more abundant life. Thank you, Jesus, that's the harvest time that we're talking about. God, the harvest, you know, we go through the whole time of growing, planting, watering, making sure the fruit makes it, you know, so it's ripe. And then when it is, then harvest. Harvest, is, when you're a farmer, I've been a farmer, harvest is a thing because you can have it all grown up, the corn. I remember the corn would be, you know, grow tall, and you had a chance to take a chance of losing that. If you didn't get it just right, you could lose it, you know, or lose a lot of it. Then it makes it difficult to, you know, get. So you want to get while the corn's up, but the corn stalks aren't green anymore; they're drying out, and if you don't get them just right, you can lose it. And so we thank you, Jesus, that harvest time is the time to get it all. And to be ready to move, ready to go. So when the harvest time comes, then you cash in on the harvest and go to the next thing, right? Go to the next, like you get what you need, the provision, all the people, all the things you need in your life for that season. And he gives you provision for the next season. And then you take the seed, some of the seed, you plant it, get ready to plant it. And then you take some of the seed and you invest it in your whatever, it's your personal stuff. Like Peter took the gold coin out of the mouth of the fish and paid his taxes and Jesus' taxes. So it wasn't just for Jesus, it was for Peter, you know. And so thank you, Lord, for that harvest time in Jesus' name, so that when we get the harvest, then the provision for that is like, okay, this part is over. Now we got something brand new going on. I feel like it's what's happening to me. October 7th was a new thing for me, and October the 4th, and after that, November the 16th, you know, going to war. I feel like I'm going to war prophetically, and I don't even really know what that means exactly. Talk about it a little bit tonight. But thank you, Lord, for all my friends that we have will begin, that will go to war with us, and be a blessing, and then increase and multiply. For the future, everything we've done in the past, you know, like plant, water, fertilize, grow, watch it, make sure it makes it, pray that the wind and stuff doesn't, you know, the hail doesn't come and destroy everything, you know, like it did in Egypt. But, yeah, all this reality, you know,
and then you make it the harvest, get the harvest. And so you make that harvest, the fruit from that, the produce, the everything God, the increase is to increase you to a higher level of God, not just about money, of course. It's part of it, big part of it, but it's to increase you and multiply you, to bring you to a whole of the harvest, ushers you into a higher level. You went from $10,000 to $75,000, you know, as far as just the harvest provided. And then you go from $75,000, plant more, water more, keep some, and invest some, do some. And then you go from $75,000 to, you know, $200,000. And $200,000, invest it, plant it, grow water, use all. And then you get $500,000, turns into $3 million, you know, that kind of thing. And then with each level, you're able to fund and take care of your stuff and whatever God wants to do. It all adds up really quick. The harvest is extremely important. And right about harvest time is when I remember my dad, like, you know, praying the wind doesn't blow it down, praying that, you know, if we watered it right, correctly, alder is here, then the roots are just on the top surface, and when the wind comes, it'll blow all over. The harvest, you know, the roots, when you water the corn during the year, you don't water it all the time. You water it, let it dry, let the roots go down deep, you know, and then when the roots start looking for more water, they go deeper, then it's more solid. So at harvest time, they won't blow over. So there's a lot of things about harvest time that according to how we did things in the process, as I learned from my daddy, my dada, my papa. All right, y'all, been really good tonight. Thank you for being with us. Thank you. Hope you're able to hear us. I hope you're able to watch the video. If you wanted to, you want to do that, thank you for that. All right, I'm going to call it a night. I'm going to stop the streaming right now. So God bless you. We love you guys. Let's believe God for that harvest to take us to the next level. Opening new places, new storehouses, new riches, new blessings, new doors, and the wealth we need to open up those doors. All right. God bless everybody. Bye-bye.